Okay, we're on page Reish Yudches. So last time we started the second paragraph, Seder Avoida, but whatever, we'll just get for continuity purposes, we'll just chazer it again. Okay, so right now the Piazetzin is beginning to tell us one of the sort of a practical application of what we learned until now, that the Yisoid of Chassidus is that the Kalim are themselves made of Elikos, not just the R, right? So now he's going to show a practical application of that, how that affects Avodas Hashem in general, al pich sidis. All right, so he says like this. Again, we saw the beginning of this last time, but Seder Avoida at Tekufa Sechassidis, again, page Reish Yudches. Seder Avoida at Tekufa Sechassidis, the general approach for Avodas Hashem until Chassidis, Hayalachnias Aguf, was the objective was to subdue the body. To subdue the body. Imhar Geshaisav, with its feelings. Ulahashket esmidaisav, to quiet its midas. Aflis tagev, kedele roitzitzan, shleite falenum umma, even like to punish oneself, to in order to completely shut them down, that level of stoicism. I remember we spoke about last time, being stoic, how before Chassidus, the mile of stoicism was, I don't feel anything, and I don't care. It doesn't, nothing that happens to my body or nothing that my body says means anything to me. So therefore, I don't react to it. That was the approach. He says strong words. Kikulan Roy is saying, because it's all bad. It's all bad. Varak is only when the body is quieted and so on. Then Yamshecha Ish all of R. Then you can be Zaycha to R when the Kli is not disrupting the experience. Im R Rak Shal Nishmasai Yair Asher Techolitz Megufai, whether it be the Madrega of light that your neshama contains once it's not being held back by the Guf. Or maybe even higher madrig of R that's even higher than your neshama, whatever it is, but it's R, that's what you're looking for. V'hakol, and the experience of R is basaga, b'chachma, b'machshava, kavanas, v'yichudim. It's in a more spiritual, spiritual place. So hachachmi ikra kudushal asher ba'adam, and one's wisdom, one's chachma, one's seichel, that's going to be the ikra place of kedusha by a person. V'hakavanas ein ha'ikra. And when it comes to doing mitzvahs, he's going to talk about doing mitzvahs. According to the early Mekubalim, before the Baal Shem Tov, the Iker is really the Kavanas. You need a mitzvah. You need a mitzvah because we're living in the world, so we need to do physical mitzvahs too. We need to sort of bring Kalim. You need a Kli. Everyone agrees that you need Kalim, right? Our Lamai said the Iker is the R. And so when it comes to a mitzvah, every mitzvah also has two components, the Kli and the R. The Kli of the mitzvah is the actual physical mitzvah itself, the physical action, which you need, but the Iker component that brings to Dveikas to Hashem is not the Kli. It's the R. And what's the R of the mitzvah? The Kavana, the Meichen, the Yichud, and the Kavanas. And that's, therefore, by the early Mekubal, the Kavanas was the Iker. So he says, Basis ha-mitzvahs levad, just the physical act of doing the mitzvahs themselves, es oilam ha-siya, v'chitzayin es oilam es-vesaknim. So it's taka true. The early Mekubalim would also agree that the physical mitzvah also brings a great accomplishment, but it's only bringing accomplishment, and it's only sort of fixing and repairing and useful as far as the physical world is concerned. So that's like the strata that it's dealing with, you know?
We're saying that before the Baal Shem Tov, the mindset was that what Hashem wants from the mitzvahs is that we should...
Yeah, the Iker Tachlis, everyone, the Iker Tachlis is in order for us to have Tveikas B'Hashem. And the Iker component of the mitzvah that allows us to have Tveikas B'Hashem is the R Shabbat.
And this is just like a prerequisite to be able to...
Yeah, this is why...
It's like a tool?
Yeah, it's like a tool. So when you buy a hammer, the Tachlis is not to have a hammer. And the Tachlis is even, it was accomplished through the hammer. So it's a tool. That's why, now again, he obviously, the Piazetzna, this is all focused on Chassidus, but the truth is, like I've mentioned many times, the Rashash by the Mekubalim, by the Sfaradish Mekubalim, the system of the Rashash is also the parallels of the Baal Shem Tov, and the Rashash. So one of the big, I guess you could say revolutions of the Rashash was that you cannot have kavanas unless it's in the context of doing a ma'isa mitzvah. In other words, by before the Rashash, from the Arizal until the Rashash, and then the Arizal was 1500s, Rashash, same time, around the same time as the Baal Shem, 1700s, at Kufa. So between the Arizal and the Rashash, that's really the time that he's referring to, of like the early Mikubalim, you know, that everything was Kavanis and Yichudim and focused on that. So in that Tkufa, there was an assumption that, you know, let's say before you do a mitzvah, you say L'Shem Yichud, right? So by that Tkufa of the Mikubalim, then by the L'Shem Yichud, that's, you know, Kavanis. There's such a thing as having the Kavanis for a mitzvah before you actually do it. Yeah, because you need, why? Because the Ikr is the Kavanis and the Yichudim. Yeah, okay, you have to be Yitzazan. Okay, so, you know, once I finish the thing, I'll take care of the Maisa Mitzvah. Rosh Hashanah, not like that. Rosh Hashanah, you can have any Kavanis unless you're doing Maisa Mitzvah Mamash at that time. And even by L'Shem Yichud, by the Rosh Hashanah, when you say L'Shem Yichud before a mitzvah, that's just to be Ma'or. And there's something that's accomplished by that. But the Ikr accomplishment of the mitzvah takes place when you're physically doing it. That's not just, so why was this such a revolutionary point? Why was this something that the Rosh Hashanah was adamant about? The answer is because of this fundamental change from pre-Baal Shem Tov to post-Baal Shem Tov. Again, pre-Baal Shem Tov, like the Pizessin is telling us, the Ikar is our, Kalim are distractions. Yeah, we have no choice. Rabbeinu Shem created us in a physical world, so we have no choice but to deal with that. So you have to do physical mitzvahs, but avad, in terms of dveikus, where is the dveikus coming from? The arshavai. So in mitzvahs, it's coming from the kavanis. The ikr is kavanis. Yeah, you have to have a kli. So you have a kli. So do the kli afterwards. No. But by the Baal Shem Tov, no. As we're going to see in a second, the ikr elikus is taka found not just in the ar, but in the kli. You can't disregard the kli. And to a certain degree, like we saw in the beginning, adarav liadarav, the deeper elikus is actually in the kli. So the paralleling that in the like kabbalistic avoida by the Rosh Hashanah, that means you can only have kavanis when you're doing the ma'aseh mitzvah. That's why Akedah Kach, that it's like a big discussion by the Mekubalim, like, you know, because sometimes the problem is that, you know, you can have one word in Shmoneh Esrei with a lot of kavanis. So how do you fit it all, you know, like literally when you're saying one word, how do you fit all the kavanis into that, you know? So that's there's different strategies, right? So Rasar Dublitsky, Zatzal, and one of his Svarim, he has Anrichs about this, the Chuvas about this. Rasar Dublitsky. He was a big Mekobel in Bnei Brak, big Tzadik. He was Nifter just not too long ago, just a handful of years ago. So he, anyway, so it's a big discussion. That's what you'll find by Svaradish Mekobel have a Masar like this. By Chassidim also, they do it slightly differently just because of the culture difference. By Svaradim, very often they have a niggun, they have like a tenua, they'll stretch out the words. It was like a chachma to be like a chazan. It still is to be a chazan by the Svaradish Mekubalim, because they have to know how to like stretch out a word while, you know, to give yourself enough time to have the kavanas while you're saying the word. So by Chassidim, we don't, you know, I'm not going to even try, but by the time they know how to like make tenuas, you know what I'm saying? Like
the IAIs.
But it's not IAI, but they
right.
I don't. It's somehow right. Stretching out the word, yeah. By the Chassidim, it's not like that. They sing a niggin. Like a niggin is sort of like a way to be mamshech the word. That's what you'll find. So by some tzaddikim, they'll be davening, they'll sing a niggin in order to stretch out the moment, kilo, the stretching out the moment in order to have kavanas at the time. But there's also some paiskim. Some of Kabbalah will be lenient that, okay, maybe once you said the word, then you could continue with the Kavanas, as long as you started the Kavanas with the word. But it's a discussion, you know? You know, it's a big discussion. But, you know, rather, there's an interesting thing. I mentioned Rasar Dublitsky. So in one of his tshuvas, he talks about the when to do Kavanah by Tekiah Shofar. There's by Shvarim Trua, right? So Shvarim Trua, there's Kavanas for Shvarim, there's Kavanas for Trua. So the question is, how do you do that? Because halacha shvar and shvar is supposed to be, even if you're doing it in two separate breaths, it's still, you know, you're supposed to do it one after the other. So how do you do that practically? So he has discussions about how to do it. But then at the end of his discussion, he says, why am I the first one to be asking this? Like, as he says, like, what happened in the earlier generations? Why is no one? What was the? How did they have kavanas for shvar and kavanas for trua? You can't be like. How did they fit all of it? How did they? Why don't we have it? So he says, God, it must be that they knew it, and it was, you know, living, breathing experience that they had, and you know, and it was they were able to do it quickly. They were able to do it right away. But us were, you know, it's like Lamasha, when you go into your house, you don't have to like. You know how to get to the room quickly. You know what I'm saying? You know how to navigate your home very, very well. But if you go to a new place, so you have to it takes longer because you're not familiar, you know? So earlier generations, they were so familiar with the Olamis and everything that's going on. They just, you know.
What was the issue by Shem Chuvah? That you're ready by Chuvah, so how are you having...
Yeah. How do you do that? But how do you do it at the same time? So it's like you don't have any time. So let's say by a tekiah, so you could start the tekiah, you know, or whatever it is, have a kavanas, sing a niggin, be mamshich le kavanas, whatever it is, because that's all you're doing. But by shvarim, by the time you finish shvarim, you got to start your trua, and you didn't finish the kavanas of shvarim yet. So what do you do?
Do you know if Moshe Rabbeinu had the mitzvahs like the chassid or like the pre-kabbalas or like the Arizal? Like how did like?
Well, so that's going to be no. So the main object we're going to see later on in Mavish Arm that he shows that the way of the Baal Shem Tov is really that was the way of the Nevi'im. So it was really from Korban Beis Hamikdash that things became a little bit haywire. But this inyan of the Kli and the Gur and the Ar both being Elikus, that goes back to that was
the Moshe Rabbeinu.
Well, before Har Sinai, things were different. But once Har Sinai comes in, you know, from Eved Har Sinai, then you know, Atar Reis Ladas, Keshem Elokim Bashamayim Ba'aretz Mitoch HaSeinot. That's what Eved Har Sinai was. That was that Giloy of Elikus in both Oris and Kalim. And that's the way of this Hashem throughout the Nevi'im. Korban Beis Hamikdash, Golus means a separation between body and soul, between Oris and Kalim. Not seeing the union between the two of them. Yeah. Mechavnim. There's such a thing that, you know, by the Baal Shem Tov. So the Iker is not necessarily, as we're going to see soon, it's not so much of a focus on the Kavanas, but to appreciate that, you know, what you learn from the Kavanas. This, you know, push from the Rashash that the Kavanas have to be B'Shas Maisa, even if we're not holding by Kavanas, but to learn from there. This idea that Oris and Kalim have to be unified. Why? Because there's no distinction between them. They're both made of Elikus.
There's no Moshe having the Kavanas before, like an anticipation of the word. It's only if anything would be after.
Yeah. I mean, again, there are shitas that say you can start the Kavanas right before the word, but it has to be in conjunction. It has to be not like a maimon of like L'Shem Yichud before the Maisa. It has to be with the Maisa. Right, it has to be with the Maisa. Immediately as you start, right, second before, second after, whatever. But and everyone's clearly on the way by the Rashash, the L'chatchilish or L'chatchilish would be B'Shas Maisa Mamish. If you can't do B'Shas Maisa Mamish, okay. So then the question is it better to do it after the Maisa, you know, to sort of continue on after the Maisa, to start before? Most of them would hold after the Maisa, but that's already in conjunction with the Maisa itself. You know, that's.
Plus the Baal Shem, if there's more Hashivas to the Kli, so then isn't it okay if there's more Hashivas to the Maisa Mitzvah alone without the Kavanas?
That's exactly why in Chassidus there's a Hashivas to Pasha the Yidden and to do Mitzvahs. Between the Shitas. According to most, by many, many Messiahs of the Baal Shem Tov, there was a decrease in the focus of Kavanas and Yichudim, and you know, it was more to do things Kipshuta. Like in Likutei Moran, there's probably one of the more famous examples is Likutei Moran, where Rav Nosson says that there was one of the Chassidim that was Isaac in Kabbalah, and the Rav Nachman told him, it's good to learn it, but as far as the davening, you daven like a Pashat Yid. Because there was this concern. There's a number of concerns, but all the concerns are fundamentally rooted in a certain perspective. The perspective is that the Iker is the Maisa Mitzvah. So once you recognize the Iker is the Maisa Mitzvah, so you know the concern was that the focus on Yehudah maybe will take away from the Dveikus and the Hiskashus, the Tefillah, the Bittel Shabbai, right? But all of that, to allow that to be enough of a concern to put Kavanas and Yehudim to the side is because you're coming from a perspective that the Iker is the Maisa Mitzvah anyway. If the Iker is going to be Kavanas and Yehudim, then I'm so sorry that it's going to take away from you a bit. They'll work on yourself. But the answer is it's not the Iker anyway. So that's where it's coming from. Within Chassidus, there were other schools that were a little bit more, you know, there were some schools that are more machmer, on, you know, on having kavanas, less machar, having kavanas, it's different mahalchim. But it's all coming from that place that it's not as... but again, it's not to take away from the chashivas of kavanas and yichudim, but it's understanding that kavanas and yichudim are themselves trying to bring you to a place of elikos, of etzim elikos. And etzim elikos is with bittul and anivas and avas Yisrael and avas Hashem. You know, and once you find that, then that really unifies the kli also, and that should be found in the kli as well. Okay, so let's try to finish the paragraph. So he says, the mitzvahs levad es oilam hasiya v'chitzoynis oilas masaknim. When it comes to doing mitzvahs themselves, okay, so the physical mitzvahs maybe is involved in bringing good things to asiya, the physical world. Chitzoynis oilam is the external part of reality. Ubasagas achachma kavanas. When it comes to the chachma, the kavanas side of the mitzvah, the or. So then it's Eilemus Atzilus, Bri, Yetzirah, higher places. V'gam Pnimis Eilemus Mistakin, the inner dimension of reality becomes rectified. K'naydeh Pri Yitzchayim, Reishar Atzvila. Okay. U'mikdash Melech Isu Parshas V'yakel, and the Sefer Mikdash Melech, so he writes in Parshas V'yakel, V'zel Shoyin HaKadosh. Again, this is from before the Baal Shem. U'dishtar V'chulu, okay. Ashmisham Raya Brura. So, ki ayis ha-mitzvah yulei chedek mena kefi havenasai. This is a lashon that the Mikdash Melech writes, that whatever the proof is, that's not the point right now, but the bottom line that he says is that a person does the mitzvah, his chelek in the mitzvah depends on his havana, depends on his understanding, depends on his kavana. That's ultimately what it's about. Akan l'shen ha-kadosh. Hainu, shechelek asiyas ha-mitzvahs be'erech havenasai shalish tali. What does it mean to do a mitzvah? It depends on your madrega of understanding. It depends on whether you had kavana. Depends on the level of your kavana. Then the mitzvah is pile. But stam doing mitzvahs in Hashem Olamad, doing a mitzvah without kavana, without any intensity, based on this understanding, it's kama not a mitzvah. It's kama not a mitzvah. V'gam esoyrus v'eslavus, and according to and in this approach, even emotional excitement and awakening. And Slavas is good. Rock imi mar and ba. If it's coming from R, if it's coming from kavanas and yichudim, hainu ra, which is hainu rock b'tzadik gadol sheechniyak varas gufa varkeshayisav. Oh, by a big tzadik that already subdued his body and he's not coming. You know, his physicality is already batal. So such a person, any feelings that he has is not coming from his body. It's coming from his neshama. That's already a good thing. You know, they'll point to one of the things they'll point to back up this idea is, let's say, you know, by Simchas Beis Hasheva. So what was the meaning by Simchas Beis Hasheva Meis HaMikdash? Who would be doing all the jumping? The Chassidim and Shemais, the Tzaddik and the Chacham. And the Hamayna would be in the audience. Why?
Nisuch Hamayna.
By Nisuch Hamayna, right. Why would the Hamayna be in the audience and the people doing all the, you know, everything that is the Tzaddik? So they would say, because if anyone else is doing the acrobatic stuff, that's not holy, because they're magushim people. But if you have chassidim and anshei maisa tzaddikim that themselves are completely empty of all gashmias, and they are doing, then whatever they do is neshamadik. That's what they would say. So he says hisarusa the hisarus of a tzaddik he rock minishmasa. It's only from the neshama. Or maybe even higher than the neshama. Ki aguf, because when it comes to the body, ma'avaya v'sarusav, its desires, its feelings, like David, they're not good. V'aysan tzrichim l'hashkit u'l'hachrish u'l'chalei, and those feelings of the body, you have to quiet, and you have to deafen, and you have to destroy. Shal yifgum o'aysana, that they shouldn't damage us. V'lo yafriyus avadisenu ha'ilah, not to distract from our ikar avoida, asher b'moichenu b'asagu b'kavonis, which is coming from our moichen. That's all pre-Baal Shem. Mashenken chesidus. However, chesidus is not like that. Kivan shagam el kelim himi'ira, since chesidus illuminates even the kelim themselves, so the kelim themselves are made of elikos, v'ikar haras hilagalis. And the main light of chesidus is to reveal shagam hanamichios, even the lowest things. Ha'etzem shalo or kedusha hi, its essence is kedusha and elikos. Lachain, so how does that translate in Avaida? So that turns everything until now on its head. Gam Avaidas haguf shalish, So now the avoid of the body of a person is loylach niul hashki this aguf. So now the avoid, as far as the guf is concerned, is not to subdue it and to quiet it, shal yazik, fully afriable vada, that it shouldn't damage and shouldn't disrupt the avoid of the neshama. No. Ragam legale says kedushasai. Rather, the objective is not to quiet the body. The objective is certainly you have to tame the body, like we saw before. Yeah, the wild horse, you know, is not going to get you to the top of the mountain unless it knows to listen to the rider. So you have to tame the body. But the goal is not to shoot the horse in the head. You know, that's not the goal. The goal is to use the horse, to bring out the unbelievable strength that the horse has. So he says, "Ulhal is ma'avoyav," and to uplift its desires. And its nitiyas, its inclinations. La'avoy de'ilohi, to bring it to a higher service. V'sh'af midas harayos, and even negative midas that a person is experiencing in the body, yisoydon argusha, are coming from a holy place. They're just being hijacked. That's the difference. By chassidus, any emotion that a Jew feels, even if it's expressing itself unhealthily, is just a hijacked emotion. But the actual emotion itself is holy fundamentally. It's just being hijacked. So he brings a vart from the Mizrach Magid. Mehamagid Agadol Zatzal. So from the Gros Magid, the Mizrach Magid, Isa ala Pasuk. There's a vart from the Magid on the Pasuk. Again, like we saw before, you know, from this part of these schools of Chassidus, it's Vertlach. It's the points of Chachma that sort of you can capture things, not with big mamarim. The very idea that he wrote this is a chiddush. Like to have such a long mimer about one inyan is like, it's a chiddush. Anyway, so the Mizrach Magid said on the pasuk, the ish ki ikach es achaisai, that if a person lives with one sister, chesed hu. So that's one of the arayas. Yichayiv misa, it's karis. That's obviously a terrible aver. But the pasuk describes it as chesed hu. I mean, it's chesed. So the Mizrach Magid said, shagam havara, even a terrible love, which brings a person to do such an aveir, to live with one sister, in its root, it's the sphere of chesed. Chesed, that's what the pasuk is saying. What is it in its root? Chesed. It's the sphere of chesed, which is a godly midah. What happened? It became lowered, it became diminished, it became corrupted, it became hijacked. But what's your goal? Your goal is to kick out the hijacker, and to bring it back, to use the vehicle the way it's supposed to be, right? That's the idea. So you have to realize where it's coming from in order to eventually fix it. Akan l'shon HaKadosh. Okay, so Bez Hashem, that's the change of Chassidus does, and Bez Hashem next week we'll continue on with this.